Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
I'll pre-record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, let's go. I've been looking forward to this radio show today. I want to talk about that game last night. Welcome to the Super Talk Eagle Hour. We're broadcasting from the Southern Bancorp Studio in Hattiesburg. Bob and Kelly, we're glad you're with us. Opening segment sponsored by Dickey's Barbecue Pit, as it is every day. Great place to take your family and a great place to cater. Your next event, they just do a great job at Dickey's Barbecue. Coming up later in the show, Danny Reed. He's the play-by-play voice of Georgia Southern Baseball. That's where the Golden Eagles are headed as we speak. It's going to be tough, isn't it, Kelly? It's not going to be easy.
A lot of similarities, that program. And, of course, the Sun Belt, there's not very many weak teams.
No, you're right. But first, we want to talk about Lady Eagle basketball. It is the story right now, a dramatic 79-74 win in the opening round of the WNIT last night against old rival UAB. Jack Trosper joins us, assistant coach on the basketball team, and probably the number one guy, the right hand of Joy Lee McNellison. Coach, we really appreciate you being on the show. I don't really know how to describe last night, except that it was one of those sporting events that you were just really glad you came to.
No question. It was like we like to say, you know, we like to keep it entertaining for the folks that come and see us play, and last night was no different than much of the home games we've had this season. We've had a lot of success here at home, but we usually do it in an exciting fashion, and so, 31 points last night in the fourth quarter, definitely. You could feel it in the crowd as the run we were making was happening, and so when you have that crowd behind you and those fans behind you, it made the game a lot of fun.
Got loud, didn't it, Coach?
It certainly did. I'm sure Randy Norton, has flashbacks of his times in Conference USA of playing here, and in here in that crowd. And so, the play of our girls and how exciting and the way that we were coming back, I think, was an exciting way with our defense and creating turnovers and some different things of that nature. And so to get that crowd back behind us, I think it really gave our girls a boost to, obviously, a little tired there at the end, but that adrenaline starts getting pumping once that crowd really helps us out.
I don't want to talk about the game, but obviously there's another story here, and that was that there were only 7 kids in uniform last night. 5, you correct anything that I say is inaccurate, 5 entered the transfer portal Monday, and from what you told me this morning, it was a mutual agreement between the coaching staff and the players that since they had entered the portal, they would not participate in the tournament. Now, correct me anywhere that I may be wrong, Coach.
Yes, sir. We had decided that obviously the portal is difficult. And so we actually had a few girls last week that decided that they wanted to enter the transfer portal. And so we had a couple more this week that decided that as well. So we just figured, we wanted to stick behind the girls that wanted to continue to be here and continue to play. And so really hats off to the 7 that decided that they still wanted to play and participate and be a part of the program. And so can't say enough about how hard they worked. They worked hard this week and to do what they did last night with such few numbers, I think says a lot about them and their toughness and, their willingness to compete.
Well, Malia Grayson was an absolute beast in the second half, dominated the game. And I know that through the last couple of years, Coach McNellis has told me that one of the issues with Malia, if there is an issue with a player that good, but that's stamina and having the ability to play the entire game. But she did that last night, and she looked stronger in the fourth quarter than in the first quarter, Coach.
Yeah, I think sometimes, when you get out there and your blood is pumping, you need that second wind. And I think Mahogany did a great job of spelling her and giving her time to rest, which allowed Malia to be fresher in that fourth quarter. So I think that the combination of those two post players together really helped Malia out. And I think, Malia kind of knew she needed to pick it up, and we challenged her a little bit before that fourth quarter of, of what we needed to help win this game. And so she really answered that challenge. And, you know, that very first basket of getting the offensive rebound and one, I think was big for her confidence to just, you know, kind of let her know what she can really do out there. And then, you know, the sky was the limit for her after that.
With a lot of the things that Coach McNellis has had to deal with this year, Coach Trosper, and I'm not speaking out of school here, I've said it at least twice, I really think that you've been the unsung hero on this team, holding this team together the way that you have. Congratulations, sir. And I think this is the first time that you've been on the show with us, as I recall.
Yes, sir.
But I want to put a postscript on the transfer portal thing. I think that everybody understands that, at least for the time being, it's here to stay. But wouldn't a better solution, so that you and other teams would not be caught in this situation, is simply have the transfer portal open up later rather than earlier?
Certainly. And to your first point, you know, it's definitely a collective effort here. It's not just me. Our staff is tremendous. You know, with the two new assistant coaches that we brought in, they've been awesome, and they come with a lot of experience. So it's certainly not just me. I know coaches has missed some games, so I've been the one standing up, but it's definitely a collective effort, and I don't think any of us could do it without each other. And so, you know, I definitely want to give them their props for that. And so to your other, you know, point, I think it would certainly help. I think the best bet for it, in my opinion, is to try to wait until all these postseason tournaments are concluded, because it can affect those teams that have had success. And I know, you know, you've heard the men's coaches now have really been saying that as well. And I think a lot of that showed up when I want to say it was like 10 or 12 men's teams declined their invite to the NIT. And I think some of them had said that, you know, they wanted to get a jump start on the transfer portal and not want to be left behind. And so it's been a difficult balancing act for us. You know, we're trying to work on Murray State and our team, and at the same time, we're trying to look at the portal as well. So it's definitely made life pretty difficult in that stance. And so I don't know what the solution is. If you wait until April 1st, that seems like a while, because you know at this time there's going to be plenty of teams that aren't participating anymore. And if you want to say it's not open, that's not to say that, you know, kids won't be talking to their AAU coaches and those different things and already have maybe some of their plans in place because their seasons have concluded. So it's a difficult solution. I don't know what the exact solution is, but, you know, it definitely makes life tough for those teams that are still participating in the postseason.
Lady Eagle assistant basketball coach Jack Trosper is with us. For our listeners, a native of Texas, and was actually a graduate of Texas A&M Corpus Christi, the Islanders. Bob, blue and green are their colors, just so that you know
that. He's full of just information that no normal human has in his head, Coach.
Or might care about, for all that goes. But Jack Trosper, unique in the sense that you've coached men's teams as well as women's teams, which leads me to this next question. What's the biggest difference? Is basketball fundamentally the same regardless who's playing it?
The fundamentals are similar, but when you coach men and women, there are some differences, definitely. I think we can all three agree to this, and I've said this many times before. Women are smarter than men, you know, and so from that standpoint, I think the IQ of some women's players and their knowledge of understanding the big picture is a little different at times. I also think there's some different player development things that are a little bit different. I think when you get to the men's side, especially the higher levels you go, the athleticism can really take over, and some of the skill set may not be as necessary for certain players because they're so athletic. But I think on the women's side, the skill of the women's game is great, and it has to be because the game is played below the rim. You're not going to have guys that or girls that can dunk like you can on the men's side. And so I think the skill development aspect and understanding the game and understanding how to win and how to score is intriguing to me and has been intriguing to me. And so that's a little different, you know. And so there are some different aspects to it. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, offense and defense, you know, you got to score and you got to find ways to get stops. You know, those things are all pretty much the same still.
But are the psyches different?
Yes.
For sure. Yeah. Definitely. I would definitely say they are. You know, it's a little bit different, but I think, you know, when it comes down to it, you know, it's all about the relationships that you build and the trust that you build with your players, so that they can believe what you're saying and believe that you care about them. All of that is the same. It's how you take care of them, how you treat them. They know that they believe in you. They know that you have their back and you have their best interests at heart. That's truly, you know, what's most important in any of this.
Coach, we've got a couple more things we'd like to talk to you about. We have a real short 3-minute break. Can you stick around for just a few more minutes?
Sure. Sounds good.
All right. Southern Miss Lady Eagle basketball coach Jack Trosper on the phone with us. Great conversation.
George Thorogood and the Delaware Destroyers taking us into break. And I mention that because George Thorogood is going to be the Carb Day entertainment at the Indianapolis 500 this year.
See what I told you, Coach? He's just full of useless information. It's really quite amazing. We'll be right.
Yeah, it might be useful to some.
That's right.
We'll be right back with Coach Jack Trosper on the Eagle Hour.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, welcome back. Good show today. We'll be talking to the Georgia Southern play-by-play guy. That'll be the baseball team. The Golden Eagles will stomp all weekend, right, Center?
Yeah, why don't you tell him that when we talk to him about it?
Campus Bookmart sponsors this segment of our show. We tell you every day how much we love Miss Kathleen. It's because it's true. It's a great place. She's a great lady, and she's looking for part-time help. So not only can you get all your Southern Miss apparel there, you get a great part-time job if that's what you're looking
for.
Yeah,
and if you're a student and you don't have a car, you don't need one.
No, walk across the street.
That's it.
We're talking to Lady Eagle basketball coach Jack Trosper after that dramatic win last night against UAB. Excuse me. In the opening round of the WNIT, the Lady Eagles play again Saturday at 5 o'clock. Before we move on to the opponent, I want to go back just a minute, Coach, about the transfer portal and how it's affected Southern Miss. 13 kids on the roster, I believe, if I'm right about that. Now, 5 have entered the portal. And when that happens to a program, how does that affect you now in recruiting? Do you have to get back in the portal and try to replace those 5? What sort of additional pressures does that put on the coaches?
Well, you know, with the way that it's worked now in the last few years, it's kind of become the new norm of players that are leaving more than it ever has been in the past. And so we have, you know, you try to prepare for it a little bit. You try to get a gauge of your team, but then sometimes you just never know who may be leaving or, you know, when those things happen. And so we stay prepared for the just in case throughout the year by recruiting junior college. You know, so that we have some experienced players who are possibly ready to come in and play. And then, you know, obviously when the portal hits, you know, that will be our preparation, is to try to replace those players. We have, you know, the good thing is we have 3 freshmen signed for 2024. So, you know, you have those players coming in. And so we don't, you know, we'll need to find some other players in the portal. And we're actively recruiting in there, but we're also actively recruiting junior college as well, so that we can bring in some experienced players to kind of come in and step in and be ready to compete right away. And, you know, that's kind of how it's been. You know, we've had some success with players from the portal. And so, you know, it's kind of the new normal now, unfortunately. But, you know, it's one of those things where you got to adapt at the times and be prepared to do that. And so, you know, we're talking about official visits, and then the next minute we're talking about Murray State. So that's just kind of the balancing act that we have to do these times.
And before we move on to Murray State, real quickly, did I read right this morning? I told Kelly this. I just think I saw on social media that one of your signees was just named Miss Basketball in the state of Kentucky. Am I right about that?
Yes, sir. That's correct. We're very excited about her and the other 2 signees that we have. And so, Trinity Rowe was fortunate to win Miss Kentucky Basketball. She's had a phenomenal career in high school. And so she's an even better person. So we're very much excited about what she's going to bring to the program and the community itself, not just as a basketball player, but as a person.
Well, that's
she's
quite a catch,
an incredible personality. And she's just very infectious, and you want to be around her. And she's a point guard, so she has those leadership skills. And so we're really excited about the future that she can have here.
Good deal.
But going forward now, Coach Trosper, the Lady Racers – from Murray State come in here Saturday.
We're gonna kill them.
So, is this the cards that we're forced to play now? We got seven players for the rest of this tournament, or is that it?
Yes, sir. We're the seven strong now, and Coach called them the spectacular seven last night before the game, and so we're going to take care of them as much as we can physically, but also make sure that they're prepared for Murray State. Very good opponent. They won 20 games. I know Coach Turner from when I was in junior college. It wasn't too far away, and so I've got a relationship with her, and she's done a phenomenal job there. So we're definitely going to have our hands full, and so we'll just try to do the best we can to keep them as fresh as possible, but also keep their minds sharp so that they're understanding how to be prepared for Saturday.
Well, it worked yesterday.
Yeah, use the same formula. That would be my
right.
suggestion.
And when you pulled that off in the fourth quarter, you mentioned 31 points. What did you guys do particularly well? What were you able to exploit against UAB in that fourth quarter?
Well, the big thing was we wanted to try to speed the game up a little bit. So we tried to have a little more pressure in the front court to just try to get the game moving a little bit faster. And then obviously we tried to utilize Malia as we saw that she was doing well in scoring, and so when she kind of got a couple baskets under her belt, we decided to, hey, let's try to ride that hot hand, and she did a great job of scoring, but then, we got some contributions from some other people as well. Jacoria had 7 points in that quarter as well, and, obviously Dom finished with 26, and so the big thing for us was just to try to generate as much offense we can from our defense, and then when we had to play in the half court, we decided that Malia had it going, and we were just going to keep playing through her until we didn't have to. And fortunately for us, Malia was big time and had 14 points in that fourth quarter. So, a lot of that is just you're kind of playing and seeing how the game is flowing, and the game was flowing where Malia was really getting it going. So we just wanted to make sure we still continued to play through her.
Yeah, it was just a great night, and what a courageous effort. Those kids looked pretty winded at times, and they had to be, right, Coach? They had to be tired late in the game.
No, certainly, and we tried to be smart about our timeouts, and we tried to be smart about when to play fast, when to not, but you got to give them a lot of credit for how hard they continue to play, and I know that they were tired out there, and we tried to cycle in those two subs when we could to keep them as fresh as possible, but, you got to give a lot of credit to them and their fight, because we know they were tired in that fourth quarter, but, we looked at it, too, is that, UAB was pretty tired as well, and they played a lot of their starters a lot of minutes as well. And so we felt like if we could just keep it going and we can get a little momentum, that could try to, push us over the edge. And eventually it did get there, with that run that we made in the fourth.
Well, Coach, I agree with my friend here, Kelly Sander, what an important role you've played this year and how you've been the glue that kind of helped things together when Coach McNellis was unable to be there. So thank you for that, and congratulations to you and these magnificent young ladies. We just are really, really pulling for them. 5 o'clock Saturday, and people need to buy tickets and come support the Lady Eagles. Forget about ESPN Plus once. How about that, Coach?
That's right. And, Kelly, how many times has he said he agrees with you? I'm sure that can't happen
not
too
often.
Not
often.
So that just remember
really is,
that he said that.
Yeah,
okay,
that does not
that.
Happen often. And are we
– Yes,
are we officially changing the name from the Lady Eagles to the Spectacular Seven?
We're working on it. We've got our graphics people working as we speak to try to help promote these young ladies. And like you said, we'd love to get as many people here as possible. Obviously, it's a great brand of basketball. It's a fun and exciting time right now. And so anytime you can play in the postseason here at home, it's exciting. And so as many people as we can get. Like you said, we'll worry about that ESPN Plus subscription next year. We need some butts in the seats, and as many people we can get here, it would be great.
Hey, Coach, thanks so much for coming on short notice. Great conversation. We really appreciate your time, sir.
No, thank you guys so much, and thanks for everything you guys do for Southern Miss. And so, we appreciate the support, and we've just appreciated the support from the community all season long. And so hopefully we can keep this thing going a little bit longer.
There you go. Coach Jack Trosper, everybody. Lady Eagle basketball. Very impressive. That's the first time he's been on the show. Very impressive.
And let me tell you something. There's a guy that works really, really hard behind the scenes, and he's being very humble. He talks about the things that have gone on off of the court with this Lady Eagle team this year. It's just almost unfair.
Yeah.
And of course, like you would expect someone like him to share the credit. Jack Trosper has, if there's such a thing as an assistant coach of the year, he's a slam dunk.
Isn't that right?
Yeah.
Isn't that right? Hey, about a minute and a half, Kelly. Let me throw this at you real quick. I know that everybody, all personalities are different. So every kid has their own story. I can look at one child in particular that played on the basketball team, and I'm going to leave names out of it. She's been on the team a long time, doesn't get to play much, coming up on her senior year. I can get what her thinking is. I think that's where the portal helps kids. I've got 1 year of eligibility. I want to transfer to a smaller school. I want to be able to get on the floor and enjoy my senior year.
Yeah, because here I'm, in this example, maybe you're a junior and maybe haven't gotten to play. And so the chance that you're going to play as a senior probably aren't great.
But the ones that I don't get are like, and there was one in particular on this five that bothered me. Played every game, almost every minute of every game, a huge, huge part of the team. Why would you walk away from that and start over somewhere else?
Here's why. The potential at NIL money.
I guess that's it.
But the risk that you're taking is if you don't get any NIL money or you don't get what you want, then you could potentially
be out
in the cold. Right? So the old adage that a bird in the hand is worth two in the bush, do you want to give up that spot where you are for the potential of what might be greener on the other side? Or do you take that chance and potentially wind up nowhere? But most of these athletes, Bob, you know, they have to have it in their head that they're good. And somebody's going to want them, and they're going to wind up somewhere. That's their thinking.
It is a new dawn, my friend.
But on the transfer, you know, if you tell one player they're gone, then all of them have. You know, I don't think you can. I think you have to make one decision and say that's it. Sorry.
And that's what Troy Lee McNellis apparently did. All right, we're going to switch gears, talk a little baseball. We like that a little bit around here. That's next.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
The Eagle Hour, Southern Miss to the top.
Great conversation with Jack Trosper. We really appreciate him coming on the show. It was fun talking to him. This segment sponsored by 4th Street Bar and Grill, right in the shadow of the Rock, where all the baseball games against Georgia Southern will be on the TV this weekend. You can get yourself a big old shrimp poor boy and some Pabst Blue Ribbon and sit down and watch a ball game. Sounds pretty daggum good.
It doesn't get much better, in fact.
4th Street Bar and Grill right there in the shadow of the Rock. Genesis of Hattiesburg is the official auto dealer of the Super Talk Eagle Hour. Genesis sedans and SUVs are the finest luxury vehicles on the road. And coming soon, the all-new Genesis Showroom, Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg. And, of course, you know I'm going to remind you about the Super Talk Eagle Hour podcast, and we're so grateful for the thousands that download that every month. You can download it, too. You can go to Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, or you can just tell Alexa to play the Super Talk Eagle Hour. Golden Eagles baseball team traveling as we speak. Long bus ride, they told us, about 8 hours. They're going to Georgia Southern, who just a year ago, 2022, 2 years ago, hosted a regional baseball tournament. They're 9-11 on the season, 1-2 in the league, but they played a really tough schedule. We were looking at it earlier today. Some of their losses are to Georgia Tech, Mississippi State, and Campbell. That's three pretty good baseball programs. So I think this team is dangerous, Sander. I think they are.
I agree. And if you've been to Statesboro, like I have many times, in fact, I still get free cover at Dingus McGee's, Bob.
Don't be lying again, Kelly. We're working on this with you now. You've been doing so much better.
No, it is. It is true, though. And Danny Reed, our guest, can probably verify that if he had a lot of time on his hands and nothing else to do.
He is the play-by-play voice of Georgia Southern baseball. We're happy to have him on the Eagle Hour. And, Danny, I got to tell you, we think we have a pretty good baseball team here, but we're a little nervous about coming over there and taking on your guys.
Well, I'm a little bit nervous about what I tell you guys, because when we last talked with basketball, Georgia Southern was 0-12, and the Eagles won by 21 against a team that I thought had a little bit more talent. So I'm not exactly sure what I'm going to be able to talk about today. It's not going to get me in trouble.
Well, tell us about this ball team, 9-11, but I do think that's I think that's misleading. You guys have played some really tough teams.
Yeah, the schedule is no joke. It's number two in the country going into this weekend. Only, I think, Oklahoma has had a tougher schedule, but Rodney Hennen has adopted this philosophy where I'd rather not get patsies and make my win-loss record look good when the RPI could slip. He has always been one to want to play tough competition. If the record suffers, the record suffers, but in the end, his team is better prepared for it, and the fact that he keeps getting to conference championship games, it certainly shows that. Now, he's only won two regular seasons, but at the same time, he's able to get his teams playing their best when it matters most. Last year was an outlier. It was just his second losing season in 24 years leading this program. And you can look at some of the finer numbers so far. The offense hasn't been great. Defense has been touch and go. Granted, nine of those errors were in back-to-back games, so maybe you could scrap that. Starting pitching has been solid, I think, but the bullpen, the recognition of roles, that's been a struggle, and then trying to get guys out with two strikes, that's an area that they've had a hard time with as well. A lot of potential. I think the pieces are there, but it's been an experience trying to figure out what the puzzle looks like, because I think now it looks like a Picasso where you'd much rather recognize what's actually in the puzzle, if that makes sense.
So I'm going to give you a chance to get in trouble, like you said. So you've played Georgia Tech, Mississippi State, and Campbell. You see Southern Miss on the schedule, and you go, whew, an easy weekend. Thank goodness.
Yeah, nice try. Yeah, for a team that's hosted back-to-back supers and seven straight years of 40 wins, this is one that the Eagles, I don't know how often they're going to get a chance to play with the crossover being East versus West, but this is one that you circle every year. And the fact that a year ago, when Georgia Southern was within a couple of bounces here or there from maybe taking that series, you could convince yourself they could have swept the series. But in the other way, Southern Miss is probably thinking, well, we could have swept the series. And they got into the brawl in the first of the doubleheader on Saturday. A lot of the guys on both sides are gone, so I don't think that that's going to be too much of a talking point. But at the same time, both of these programs are steeped in winning. And for Southern Miss to have put together a streak like this for seven straight years, and nobody else in the country has done that, that really tells you something.
Danny, a couple things I want to touch upon. First of all is your neighbors up in Athens. It is so academically hard to get into the University of Georgia, I'm told, that I would think that schools like Georgia State and Georgia Southern, who are in the Sun Belt, might be recipients, might be beneficiaries of that in getting, of course, Georgia in and of itself is such a great state for baseball with all the, you know, perfect games and things that have been popping up all over the Atlanta area and so on. Is that a fair assessment?
I think to some degree, and you look at the balance of power across the state. Now, I can't really bring in football because Georgia's won two of the last three national championships,
sure,
and that's a monster up there. They'll be able to do what they want to as long as Kirby Smart is the head coach. But as far as basketball, baseball, and many other sports, it's fairly close to their – might be a little bit higher up in terms of talent, but it's not where it's glaring to the point where you'd have trouble lacing up shoes on the same court, the same field, or whatever. And baseball-wise, Georgia Southern has had a lot of success against Georgia over the years. Georgia Tech, not so much, even though they did finally break the losing streak against them in 2022. You could say the same for Mercer, Georgia State, Kennesaw State. There is so much talent that's in this state, but the key to this whole thing is, one, keeping that talent in this state, and then two, attracting talent nationwide to come to this state. You know, transfer portal and NIL are going to have their say in it, but you have so much ability from border to border that if it stays here, it's going to make the overall state look that much better. But if you can continue to have this national perspective where things are going really well in Georgia in a number of sports, then you're going to get people from all across the country to come here, whatever school they choose.
And consistency and leadership, we've talked about that, how important that is in athletic departments. Rodney Hennen pushing 30 years now as the head baseball coach at Georgia Southern. Although the weather might be a little suspect this weekend, what can the Eagles and Eagle fans expect from starting pitching? Who are a couple names that we might be hearing a lot of this weekend?
Well, number one, it's Southern Miss's first ever trip here. I know you guys came here for basketball, but you had been, I think, 35 or so years ago. Maybe I'm misremembering that, but baseball never been here. You get a chance to see J.I. Clemens for the first time and maybe the final iteration of it, because there's a $10 million renovation project on the books that they're hoping to get started after the conclusion of this season. They still need to get a little bit more money raised for that. But as far as the atmosphere, I'm expecting these three games to be, if the weather cooperates, they should be very well attended. I know Southern Miss fans are ferociously passionate about their baseball. I saw that for 3 days at Pete Taylor Park last year. Pitching-wise, I think game one features two fireballers, assuming that they stay on schedule with the weather that's possible, with Nico Mazza going against Thomas Higgins. And then the point that is a little bit different from what was last year. Ty Fisher was the number one guy for the last two seasons, but now he has thrived in this number three role, ranking in the league's top 10 up there with Oldham and Mazza in a number of categories. And he's off a 7-inning start against Old Dominion where he saved that series. Eagles would have gotten swept otherwise, but he gave up one run. It wasn't earned over the course of 7 innings. He pitched really well in what has typically been a hitter's ballpark, and he gave that team the boost that it needed, and yet Tuesday didn't go the Eagles' way. But I really like having Ty Fisher in that number three role, because you're either trying to win a series, sweep a series, or avoid getting swept in a series. And for somebody that's thrown nearly 300 innings, you like the fact that someone with that much experience is on the back end to try to get you where you want to go.
Well, I want to ask you this. You mentioned the passionate fan base here. Indeed, it's off the charts.
Nuts.
Yeah, it's nuts. but I would think your fan base is strong too. You guys hosted a regional tournament just 2 years ago. Do you draw well? And is baseball a popular sport at your university?
Oh, without question. It's the second most popular behind football, and I'm a little bit disappointed that the Eagles and Golden Eagles haven't played each other in football yet. I'm hoping that's going to be resolved sooner than later, because those two fan bases going at it for a week on social media would be must-watch. But anyway, with the success that baseball has had, two College World Series appearances, 1973 and 1990, I know Southern Miss went back in 2009. Attendance records have been set each of the last 2 years. A year ago, it was shattered. Had five sellouts, had never done anything like that before, already three sellouts so far this season. I don't like the fact that weather may play into taking a possible sellout away, or maybe a couple from this weekend. If the weather does decide that it's going to be nice to us, I think that these three games could represent three of the better atmospheres that J.I. Clemens has all season long.
Great. Sounds exciting. We love good competition with our baseball program. And like your coach, our coach, Coach Oz, he wants to play as tough a schedule as he can. We've certainly done that up until this point, and we expect nothing less this weekend. We think it'll be really competitive, Danny, and we're looking forward to it.
Yeah, me too. It's a long time coming. I'm looking forward to hosting John. I really enjoy getting the chance to see him, someone that's done it for so long and seen so much. Really enjoy the time with him, and looking forward to having you guys this weekend.
Hey, tell all my buddies at Dingus McGee's to save my corner chair.
Oh, they know.
Hey, thanks, Danny, very much, man.
You got it, guys.
Danny Reed, Georgia Southern play-by-play boy. It's going to be a tough series this weekend, guys. So buckle up for what's going to be some good college baseball.
And they're not turf, by the way. They're turf in the foul territory, but it's natural grass and dirt other than that. So that's why rain could be a problem.
And you heard him say it. Rain could be an issue this weekend. We'll just have to wait and see. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
This final segment of the Eagle Hour brought to you by D1 Training in Hattiesburg. Great place where rain will never affect how your youngster gets trained for softball or baseball. Completely trained staff knows how to get your athlete where they want to be, and you never have to worry about weather. In fact, it's air-conditioned, always very clean, beautiful facility, and they've got the gift shop there available as well for all your equipment and any other things that you might need. D1 Training, just off Interstate 59 in Hattiesburg. The NCAA basketball tournament is underway. Of course, we know the NIT tournament is, and Mississippi State was having a rough time with Michigan State. That's got to be a final by now, Bob,
oh,
I'm
that's
sure.
That's terrible to hear.
Mississippi State in the first round. Again, actually, that was the first game out of the gates today, and Michigan State defeated Mississippi State 69-51. So that's that. We have a winner. Michigan State, I think, went into the tournament 19-15, and there were a lot of people that didn't think that they deserved to be there. And then all they do is go in and
15-19.
19-15.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And but they beat Mississippi State by 18 points. Other games going on right now at halftime. Arizona leading Long Beach State 41-35. In the second half, with about 14 minutes left to go, Creighton, the Cardinals, defeating the Zips of Akron 56-42. And Duquesne pulling off an upset here, an 11-4. Duquesne upsetting BYU 67-62 with 18 seconds left in the game. So that'll be the first
and
big upset of the tournament.
Don't we all follow Duquesne basketball ferociously? What a crushing.
That will be a bracket buster.
I got you.
For a lot of people. So,
speaking of busting, we're going to bust it tomorrow. Man, we got a great show. We've got Jack Duggan, the old left-hander, also named Hacksaw.
Jack Duggan.
I'm going to ask him how he got the name Hacksaw. Patrick McGee from NOLA.com, and then we're taking another risk. The mayor of the Roost is actually going to be here in the studio side by side with you.
Oh, boy.
And I'm sure he'll have something good to say about you, Center.
Man, we're getting close to Easter, so the only other person to get crucified when Jody Lott's around is me. So I'll have to get ready for that. But, hey, the softball team getting ready to host Marshall this weekend. Hopefully it'll have some nice weather. I know Hubfest is coming to the city of Hattiesburg, and the Lady Eagles will be playing some softball. So get out there and enjoy some Lady, because they don't play a lot of games at home. But now that the conference schedule starts, it's kind of every other weekend kind of deal. So Marshall coming to town this week.
All right, Town & Country Cleaners is Hattiesburg's most trusted dry cleaners. They're family owned and operated. They've been that way since 1983, and they have all sorts of services like steam pressing, shirt laundry, minor alterations, dry cleaning, and for Kelly, bulky bedding. You can visit Town & Country Cleaners at their convenient location across from USM on Hardy Street. You can call them at 601-264-4920. Back in the day, I'll bet your mother took your husky jeans to a place like Town & Country Cleaners. Am I right?
Well, if they had starch, to make them even worse, she'd spray that Niagara stuff.
Right.
You'd spray on there and you had to walk like a robot because those things were so full of starch.
But there's nothing feels better than to have on a freshly starched shirt.
Well, see, you've got a wife who takes care of all that kind of stuff. I just throw everything in the corner, and then when all the clothes are finally dirty. I mean, I remember one time I waited doing laundry so long, the only thing I had clean was a Halloween costume. So I was walking around as Casper the Friendly Ghost for a couple of days.
Well, when you do shop at the Salvation Army, those clothes are cleaned before you buy them, am I correct?
Not necessarily.
No?
No. Why do you think you get such good deals?
You go to the smoky section a lot.
Of course. Yeah,
smoked out previous clothes.
Smoke can be removed, yeah. It takes two or three washings, but it can happen. I am quite a fashion icon, though, right?
There's little question about that.
Just to let you guys in on an inside joke, we're told that this show is so highly rated that they might start video streaming it.
We keep hearing that.
And if that's the case, then my wardrobe is going to have to change.
Yeah, by the way, at the basketball game last night, I had a listener come up, and I welcome that. I always just love hearing from folks that enjoy the show. And he had a suggestion. He suggested that we start taking calls so people can really say how they feel about you. And I thought about that for about 2 seconds, and I said, no, I don't think that's too good an idea.
Well, in the words of Danny Reed, the radio voice of Georgia Southern, he already knows. But I'm under contract. So
that's right.
I couldn't
get rid of him if I wanted to.
Yeah, unless we wind up in court somewhere, you know.
And I know you feel the same way, and I say that sincerely. I welcome that. Man, I welcome you to come up and talk to me about the show when I'm around and you see me. It makes it rewarding, and we really appreciate our listeners very, very much.
Yeah, if there was a way that you could really do that, because we don't have a delay system on our phones. And
well, that'd be dicey.
For 95% of our listeners, it wouldn't be a problem. But
Well, if it makes you guys feel any better, Jody Lott will be here to trash him tomorrow.
Oh, and believe me, he'll take on the burden for all of you and enjoy it.
Hey, enjoy a delicious beignet at Mobe Beignet. They're at 2902 Hardy Street in Hattiesburg. And Kelly's right. Man, the place in New Orleans got nothing on Mobe Beignet. All right, full show tomorrow. Always enjoy having Hacksaw on the show. We'll look forward to that, as well as our other great guests. And until then, thank you for listening. And Southern Miss
to the top.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.